Are you ready for some high adventure coming up next on the Mutual Audio Network?
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
Are you rolling yet?
Give me a minute. I can't figure this camera out.
You see the red button?
Where?
Right there, Ben. Are you blind?
I'm technologically challenged. There's not a red button.
Oh, wait. I forgot. The battery isn't charged. Plug it in.
Okay.
You're a maniac. My YouTube channel is going to help out my acting career.
What acting career?
Look who's talking. A couple of weeks ago, you couldn't even find your audition and got thrown in jail.
Which everyone keeps reminding me about around here.
Are we rolling? I'm ready to record this episode of Astrid's Life.
I have no idea. Wait, there's a light blinking and a counter's ticking away.
It's rolling. How long has it been?
42 seconds.
Ben!
Go for it!
Welcome to Astrid's Life. This is Astrid. Welcome to my life. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the things I like having with me every time I go out and about Chicago. So, let's see. I like my makeup kit as it keeps me fresh-faced and ready to perform anywhere, anytime. Second, I love taking with me my phone. It is the latest Acorn phone, and it was a great deal because I was able to trade in my old Acorn phone. What a deal! This phone is my life. I phone people on it, text people with it, play games on it, check Facebook, I Snapchat, I look up directions to my audition.
Hey!
Hush, Ben, we're rolling! That was my roommate, Ben, the inept one of the group.
Hey again.
I also like to take a water jug with me because I like to drink free water every day, as water is a basic human right. And let me just say that if it's a right, then it's all right with me. Let me see. I also like to take my brush and mints and gum and stuff. It looks like we're coming to the end of this episode of Astrid's Life. What else can I tell you about?
What about your audition?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Ben. I'm thrilled to announce that I have an audition for a burrito food truck later this week.
And cut.
Stagestruck Audio Theater presents Thrilled to Announce. Four starving actors making their way in the windy city of Chicago together, searching for fame, stardom, or just a job. This episode, Wi-Fi.
Morning, Marla. Coffee ready?
It's brewing. There's some leftover toast and eggs in the fridge.
Last week, I would have run screaming at the prospect of calories. But this week...
Let me guess. You've been told your new acting type?
My boyfriend, Miguel, knows this guy who's a friend of one of the grips for Suicide Street.
The new cop show set right here in Chicago?
That's the one. Anyway, this guy said...
Which guy?
The grip. Anyway, he said that I'm the girl who is the gang member's girlfriend, but is paranoid about it. You know the type.
Oh, sure. Look, I really should get ready to go to the theater for our matinee.
Oh.
So what?
Do you think he's right?
How should I know?
Marla!
If that's the type you want to be, Sierra, I say go for it. That way you can eat food again. I have other things on my mind.
No offense, Marla, but playing a pig a few times a week can't be all that challenging.
Shows what you know. And, need I remind you, it's getting my equity points, and I will be joining the union soon.
An invitation isn't the same as joining, Marla. The dues are steep.
I can manage it. It's my time. And if I go equity, I may need to move out.
What for?
Everybody knows that once you're in the union, it moves you up the acting food chain.
Meaning what? The rest of us will be drags and you can't live with the drags.
I didn't say that.
I cannot believe you just...
Morning, morning. I've already had a full day shooting the next episode of Astrid's not-so-famous YouTube show.
If she asks me one more time to post a comment about her latest episode...
I've had to post under 14 different online aliases for that girl.
Ah, the life of the rich and famous.
According to Marla, she's next on that list and will have to move out when that happens.
Oh, really? Wow. Promise you'll call, Marla?
I was only saying that when I join Actors Equity, I may have the means to move on up.
You're playing a pig named Ophelia, Marla. Just keep that in mind.
Ben, be nice.
I am. I refuse to feed your ego by telling you the truth. It hurts. Goodness knows I should know. But someone around telling you the straight truth is worth more than any union could join. Am I right, Sierra?
No, definitely not. I would join the union as soon as I got the equity points. My ego will do just fine.
The moment you start believing your own generated press, you aren't any good anymore, girls. Trust me on this.
Ben, you haven't had a part since your college days. You've been on 9 auditions that I know of since you moved here 2 years ago. So where do you get off?
Apparently right here. I need some coffee.
Pour me some, please.
Sure.
Does this mean no audition this week, Ben?
I have one.
What for?
I'd rather not say.
Well, well, the gang's all here. I'm finishing up the edits on my new YouTube video, and I'm working on my Facebook status. Tell me what you think of it. The past couple weeks have been so incredible for me. I got to see a great show starring my old friend, Sandy Livingston. The play was Slap Me Silly, which was an audience participation show where slapping and silliness collide. I had the honor of auditioning for Green is Great, which is a candid look about the race barrier in our land, and which I am very passionate about. Life is good, dear ones. Stay true, stay honest, or just hang in there.
Pretentious much?
Classic Astrid.
Thank you, Sierra. Marla?
Once I'm in equity, I probably won't post as much. I'll have a publicist do that for me.
That isn't how it works.
Speaking of work, what's that audition, Ben?
What about my post?
It's fine. You should be using social media as much as you can. You need it.
What is that supposed to mean?
Just post it, Astrid. Your mother and your grandma are the only ones who read them.
Not true.
I'm going to get a shower and then
What's the audition for?
I need to go and prepare for it.
For what?
It's for Doggy Zone.
The dog food? Are you kidding me?
What do you do to prepare for that, Ben?
You do lots, okay? Now, if you'll excuse me...
You're not auditioning for the part of the dog, are you? Because Marla knows all about playing animals.
Shut up, Sierra. I am a working actor.
Playing a pig.
Ophelia the pig is going to get me an invitation to join the union.
I don't know if I'd advertise that too much if I were you.
Well, you're not. And Ben, I'm sure you'll do fine with your audition, with whatever role it is.
It's for the guy who's throwing the stick to the dog.
Lots of preparation for that?
Sierra! What is wrong with you?
I'm asking a simple question about the man's art.
You're trying to pick a fight.
How about some coffee, Sierra?
Sure.
How do you take it?
She likes her coffee, Merlot.
If only. Sorry, guys. I just found out my acting type has been wrong all these years, and I'm having trouble adjusting.
He was a grip. Why would you take his word over...
What type is that?
The gangster girlfriend who regrets it type.
I can see that.
Me too.
You can?
Sure.
Thank you. That means a whole lot to me. That means I can start eating food again. Warm up those eggs for me, Marla.
Maybe you should talk to a casting agent before you start gorging yourself.
You don't understand. I feel free finally knowing my type.
That's weird.
What? Her type? Not really. She looks straight off the streets.
Thank you, Ben.
The reformed lady of the night type.
You are so sweet.
No, I can't post my status. Something is wrong with the internet.
Ben!
What did I do now?
Did you pay the bill this month for the Wi-Fi?
I paid it.
Are you sure? I can't post my status. This is serious.
The end of the known world.
Not funny. You need the Wi-Fi too.
All is well in my world, gang. I don't have to upload anything for a while. I have a paying gig.
Oink oink.
Did anyone tell you that comedy isn't your thing, Sierra?
Huh. The internet's down.
Told you.
I have to upload my headshot and resume for the commercial audition.
For the guy who throws the stick to the dog.
Yes, they pay, Sierra.
I hope not in bags of Doggy's Own dog food.
And what if they do?
I can't get my video to upload, guys. This is the pits.
And weren't you going to send the link to the burrito place?
That's right. I'm losing an acting gig because of your stupid Wi-Fi, Ben!
I paid the bill already. I know I did.
Send them an email and let them know about it.
Think about that sentence.
Oh.
Duh. And I was going to download the cast album for Tutankhamun the Musical.
That was supposed to be released today.
I know. Thus me going to download it. I can't now. The Wi-Fi down is ruining my career.
You can go down to the music store and buy a copy.
On CD? Are you insane? I was going to download it instantly and be the first one in our place to have it.
I hear it's not even that good.
Bite your tongue! This is the new Hamilton. Everyone is saying it. Tutankhamun the Musical is predicted to sweep the Tonys this year.
Guys, no Wi-Fi. I have to post my video and status as in right now.
We all need it, Astrid. Get over yourself.
You get over yourself! I have a YouTube series to produce.
That only your grandma cares about.
Hear, hear.
I'm going to binge some Suicide Streets so I can get in tune with my new character type.
Wi-Fi, hello.
We need to figure out what's wrong with the Wi-Fi. It is going to ruin our careers. I need to binge that show now.
I was going to download the cast album.
I have to upload my new video and status.
How will the theater reach me if our Wi-Fi is down?
This could be the worst thing that has ever happened to us.
Well?
Everyone else has Wi-Fi.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's the deal!
Well, for one thing, we're the only ones who use got-to-go internet.
I can pick up other networks on my laptop. Won't anyone give us their passwords so we can get some work done?
Nope.
Did you offer money?
I did. No one was interested in sharing their passwords.
Swine!
Hey!
Sorry.
No problem. I need to go call the theater.
They can't help us get our internet back.
Ben, I have to let them know how to reach me.
Don't they have your phone number?
They do, but you never know.
That's right, Ben. They may choose today to change their policy of calling actors to using email only.
Don't be jealous.
Ugh.
I know it's hard for everyone here because I got an invitation to join Equity. I get it. When Maddie Hart joined Equity, I remember it hurting me real bad.
You weren't happy for her?
Of course, but only for the obligatory 30 seconds, and then I burned with jealousy. I'm big enough to admit it, and you should too. It's okay.
And how are you going to pay the dues to join?
Good question.
Let me know when the Wi-Fi comes back on. I have a phone call to make.
Prima donna.
Does she know just how much the dues are to join Equity?
Jealous? Is she kidding?
What would you do in her shoes, Ben?
Join the union. Come on.
Sierra?
I'd be a card-carrying member of Equity.
Maybe we're just a bit jealous then.
Not a chance.
No way.
I've got other things to worry about. If I'm the gangster girl part...
Who regrets it?
Who regrets it? I have research to do. I need our Wi-Fi back on to watch Suicide Streets.
And I have a burrito commercial audition to prep for.
And I need to go over the sides with the Doggy Zone spot.
They can reach me now.
Thank goodness for that. It would be tough if they couldn't find their pig.
Sierra! Wait, hold on.
What?
Is that someone snapping their fingers? I think it's Miguel, Sierra.
He never snaps his fingers at me.
Yeah, he does.
No, he does not.
He does. It's pretty rude.
But, hey, you know what? You're wanting to do research on your new type. You're living it, Sierra.
What's that supposed to mean?
Miguel is a bit of a thug, and you're his woman.
Barla! I'm going to set you on fire!
See? You're already starting to talk like your type. Congrats!
I'm going to shank you!
Gotta go do a show, gang.
I'm going to commit homicide!
Later.
So tell me what you think. At Burrito Burro, we have dozens of different types of burritos to serve your burrito needs.
You're kidding, right? That's what you have to say for the burrito additions? Is this an authentic restaurant?
Oh, good point. I never thought of that. Hold on a sec.
At Burrito Burro, we have dozens of different types of burritos.
What are you doing?
Being authentic. My dialects teacher would be proud of me.
You gotta go before you get struck down by lightning.
Was it a little too thick? I can work on it!
You're home!
Good observation.
Did you have a matinee today?
Yes.
How'd it go?
Well, you know matinees. Or do you? People that come to a matinee know what they're getting.
That bad, huh? And I've performed in a matinee, thank you very much.
Sorry. I'm just grumpy. The guy playing Pooplapoo got sick, and his understudy was in for him, and he was awful.
Remind me again what Pooplapoo is in the show? The donkey?
No. That's Hee Hee Haw.
Of course. The dog?
No. Pooplapoo is the goat.
Ah, the goat.
This is turning out to be one of those shows.
What's that mean?
You know, the director cast friends, and now they're falling out with each other. And it's all over the group texting for show. It's been getting nasty. So some of the actors have been asking to be dropped from the group text, which has everyone else ticked off.
There's nothing more dramatic than drama, folks.
You said it. Where is everybody?
Sierra is out with Miguel to work on a new character type, and Astrid hasn't come back from her burrito audition.
And Dara asked about the Wi-Fi?
They're away, but we still don't have any.
Great. Just great. I need to post about this afternoon's matinee. My followers need to know what I'm up to.
Do they really?
Come on, Ben. I'm just trying to be a professional.
Yeah, all the time. That's all we ever talk about around here.
We're actors.
And we're here alone, and...
And what? You have a funny look on your face, Ben.
Marla, I know how you feel about me.
Say what? What are you on?
I know.
Did Astrid open her big fat mouth again?
No, she didn't. I've been paying attention to the signs.
We shouldn't have this conversation right now. We are roommates, and I saw what roommates hooking up with each other did, and I don't want to do that.
I just wanted to say that... What? You mean it? I mean, like, I kind of have feelings for you too, Marla.
You do?
but I don't want to jeopardize our living arrangements. Boy, that's a load off my mind. You have no idea how long I've been...
You have feelings for me?
Tell me we have Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi.
What am I going to do if I can't watch any episodes of Suicide Streets? Can someone tell me that?
Miguel on board for your image change?
What image change?
I think she's referring to your new getup.
What's wrong with it?
Is that a miniskirt or a minuscule miniskirt?
Ben.
And those earrings look like hubcaps.
That's what they're supposed to look like. What about my necklace, you like?
You mean with a pendant in the shape of a gun? Love it.
I sense your sarcasm.
Good.
Sierra, you need to really think this through before you do anything drastic.
Like what?
Like a new hairdo or something.
I'm getting it shaved on the sides tomorrow.
Sierra! No, you're not.
It's my new acting type. Back off.
Hey, Astrid.
Still no Wi-Fi.
Are you absolutely kidding me? I have to post for all my fans.
Mom and Grandma.
I actually have something to post.
You got the gig?
I did.
That's great, Astrid.
Congrats.
That's wonderful, girl. For the burrito commercial?
Yes. Burrito Burrow. It's a great place near downtown. I walked right in and nailed it.
Tell me you did it without the accent.
I went without it, but told them if they needed it, I could do it. No problem.
What to pay?
A couple hundred and a month's worth of free burritos.
Free burritos? That's awesome.
And money too?
I know, right? I get paid in actual money instead of a t-shirt or a sandwich coupon.
You're moving up in the world.
So whatever it takes, we need to get the Wi-Fi back. Anyone call our carrier?
Not I. I was out.
Oh, Ben. I forgot to ask about Doggy Zone.
Don't.
What happened?
I said don't ask.
That bad?
I did the lines, threw the stick to the dog, which was there, by the way. He brought it back and took a leak on my leg.
I thought I smelled something.
That wasn't your fault.
Me kicking their dog was, though. I won't be doing any Doggy Zone spots anytime soon.
I'm going to call Got to Go and see what's going. Is their number on the fridge?
Last time I checked.
Got it.
Did you get the Tutankhamun the musical soundtrack?
That was the highlight to the day.
Is it good? Please tell me it's good.
We can listen to it tonight.
Great. I can bring my nanny kid over here tonight while his parents are out. I can't wait.
Is it really any good? I mean, a musical about Tutankhamun?
You'll love it. It's got some showstoppers on it. 18th Dynasty Love Affair, My Half-Sister, My Wife, and one that nearly made me cry, Pharaoh at 9, Dead at 18.
I can't wait.
What do you mean you're putting me on hold?
Was it a good idea for Astrid to make the call?
Doesn't sound like it.
They have me on hold!
We heard!
Be nice.
How can I be anything? They have me on hold! I have to have our Wi-Fi back.
Just take a breath.
I am! Many!
You always get this way when you lose your temper, girl. Calm down.
This is me being calm. How can we function around here without our internet connection?
Answer me that!
This is about to go nuclear. Watch out.
Yes, I am. They put me on hold.
We heard.
Here, give me the phone.
Go away!
Still want our service after we've talked to them.
She has a point.
Yep. Time for a coffee.
I refuse!
Phone!
Fine! Let's go get that coffee.
On it.
It's just a commercial for a burrito restaurant the size of our apartment. Who's going to care?
Her mom and grandma.
Oh, right.
Hello? Yes. We seem to be having trouble with our internet.
You've got to do something about that temper of yours. Your display out there.
You didn't actually think I wanted to talk to those bozos, did you?
You called them.
I do that all the time, knowing full well Marla or Sierra will take over. I have confrontation anxiety, or whatever they call it. Cream or sugar with yours?
Confrontation what? And no cream or sugar.
I was acting. Playing a part?
The part of a crazed roommate?
Bullseye.
I'd call it typecasting.
You're funny. Marla will sort it out in a jiffy. That's what she's good for.
We had our talk.
What talk?
Well, kinda.
What talk?
Oh, that talk.
And?
Nothing happened.
Which means lots happened. Tell me.
We said we liked each other, but we're roommates, and that's about it.
About it? You're kidding me.
Well, Sierra came in at that point, so all in all, a good talk.
Coward.
Don't.
Both of you.
Not true.
Pour me a cup of coffee and shut up.
Yes, that's our customer number. Yes.
We paid last month's bill.
We paid our last bill.
We're good customers. Tell them that.
We've had no electric outages, no.
Tell them.
No one's changed any passwords to the system. We wouldn't even know how to.
Tell them.
I'm not sure if we reset it.
We did. I did. We're good customers. Tell them.
We're good. No, not sure.
Not sure about what?
I think it's still good. It was until this morning, anyway.
Coffee, anyone? It's good.
My famous brew.
Marla's still on the phone.
Sorry.
Okay, fine. Good. Sure, thanks.
Well?
Internet? Yes or no?
We are some of their best customers. I know we are.
They say it's on our end.
No way. They are the scum of the universe.
I have a video to upload and a post to write.
And I just want to yell too.
That has to be one of the best musical soundtracks I've heard in years. When's it coming through Chicago so we can go see it?
I have no idea. But that is one of the most moving shows I've heard in ages.
I know, right?
It's not Cats, but it's pretty good.
Cats?
Are you out of your mind?
Marla, you have to broaden your musical theater taste if you want to stay in this business.
Well, she is playing a pig after all. She's at least staying in the animal kingdom.
I like Cats, so what? No offense or anything, but who thought the life of a dead pharaoh would make a good show?
The people who wrote Tutankhamun.
It's all right. We all have different tastes.
I don't know if I can be in the same space as someone who won't open their mind to.
Let's not get carried away, Astrid.
Or better yet, why don't you post about it?
Quit picking at a sore spot, Sierra.
Honestly, it hasn't been that bad without Wi-Fi for a day.
Bite your tongue.
My followers on social media still don't know about my commercial gig.
I'm sure they'll die because they don't know.
Sierra!
Marla's right. In a way, it's been nice not to have the pressure of checking my email every 5 minutes.
Or post, or like a status, or put a meme out on social media, or write something snarky, or see pictures of someone's meal.
Or of their dog.
Or a new recipe.
Or some political rant.
Or whatever.
I totally agree.
You're both insane. You cannot be an actor in the 21st century without being on the internet.
I second that emotion.
I said it was nice for a day.
Yeah, just a day. Any more than that, and there'd be total chaos.
No joke. I have to have my email to stay in touch with the theater I'm working for.
Or to get that new recipe.
Or to see that new cat video.
Oh yeah, did you guys see the one where the cat is?
Yes, the one where the cat is.
Yes!
And she
loved it!
So if there's no internet tomorrow...
Someone's going to die.
Kill them dead. Gut them like a fish.
Sierra!
What? I have to work on my new acting type any chance I can get. What do you think? Is it me?
I miss the old, I can only smell bread for my lunch, Sierra.
Yeah, me too.
Are you guys kidding me right now? That girl is so not me. If there was ever a gangster's woman, it's me.
And next, you'll be the nurse type.
And the week after that, the young, deserted mother type.
And next month, the best friend or the lead that gets the fire trucks and booze for the party type.
And after that...
Okay, I get it already. But I'm telling you, this feels right.
For right now. If you ever get serious about it, Sierra, and end up joining the union like I am, you'll have to make a decision.
Here we go again with you joining Equity.
Do we have to have this discussion again for the 100th time?
Yes!
No. I have a lot to say about this. Wait, where's my camera?
Not a clue. I can't believe it's not permanently in front of you.
We were using it this morning to shoot your video. It's in the office.
Got it. Be right back. Hold that thought.
Do we have to?
Who said that her having a YouTube series was a good idea?
Her grandma.
Her mom.
I think I know the cause of us not having Wi-Fi for a whole day.
Great. Did you fix it?
I think Ben should have the honors of doing that for us. Don't you think, Ben?
Why me?
What do you do now?
Who says I did anything?
I did. Remember us shooting my video this morning, Ben?
It's burnt into my brain.
And I said the camera needed to be charged because the battery was low.
And I plugged it in.
But you unplugged something else so you could plug in my camera.
Ben!
Oh, Ben, you unplugged the Wi-Fi?
Why are you all looking at me like that? I was her cameraman for the day. What did you want me to do?
Not unplug our Wi-Fi.
It's Astrid's fault.
I didn't tell you to unplug the Wi-Fi.
Isn't it time for dinner around here? How about some lasagna? That sounds good to everyone.
No. Gutting you like a
fish does.
It's just the Wi-Fi.
On three, girls.
No, 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 no. Hey, hey.
One, two, three.
You can run, but you can't hide.
You have been listening to State Truck Audio Theater's production of Thrilled to Announce. In the cast, Peyton Dickerson as Astrid, Zan Matic as Sierra, Andrew Horning as Ben, Jemima McPeak as Marla. Sound recording was by Sydney Jordan. Script was by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.
There's a train headed your way. It's the Transcontinental Terror Express pulling into the Mutual Audio Network Depot in October.
I'm Boris, your conductor. This train is powered by your favorite horror actors, writers, and producers who are dying to entertain you.
And I'm Igor. As your engineer on this trip, I can't be held responsible for any accidents, even if they're on purpose.
I'll make sure your ride is as smooth as the blood on a corpse's face.
You're no fun.
It's the best audio horror on the rails.
That always goes off the rails.
Be sure to subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network now so you don't miss a single scary Sunday.
And there are 5 Sundays in October, including
Halloween.
5 wonderful weeks of fears for your ears.
All aboard the Transcontinental Terror Express.
We're working up a good head of scream for you.